SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Friday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy. Every NBA team is playing tonight. Just about every baseball team is playing because it's Friday night. I think there's only one rain out, the Yankees and Cleveland. You've got a bunch of hockey games, one that just became very significant to me. And we head to the weekend in Augusta at the Masters as I just watched the last group leave the 18th green, and they got it all in 2 days. So we have our cut, and we head to the weekend with Scottie Scheffler, Max Homa, and Bryson DeChambeau all tied for the lead at 6-under. So what a story we're going to have there. Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
I think I'm the Encyclopedia of the Golf now. I don't know. Cam Davis? Sepstraka? I mean, come on. Look at this. Peter Magnotti? Smashed? I could be Encyclopedia of the Golf now. I don't know.
The way all those guys kept dropping back late in the day, Joe, I mean, Malnati at 10 over him almost made the cut the way things were going. Everybody was playing so bad. So the cut ended at plus six, Joe. Plus six cut. Let's go. Let's go.
I got it now. Right now.
Now,
Cam Davis.
Now, I have to explain to you, Joe, as great as this feels, there's a potential pitfall here that now I have to navigate in that bet that I will go over with you in a moment here. The sun sets in the background. I know you're not watching, Joe, but the
I am watching.
Sun set in
I am
Augusta
watching.
Right now.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
As I mentioned, we have a lot. First of all, how'd it go last night? Everything was good?
Yeah, we had a good night. We had Coach Bowden on, breaking down a little.
Yeah,
NFL
Coach
draft.
Was by.
Coach is by. We had Matias with his UFC 300.
Well, I need to ask him about a couple of those later because it is a big
Carver, I got the
night.
Picks for us already. I already got the picks.
Wait,
I got
these are your picks or his picks?
My picks, Stone Cold Deadlocks. These are no, without a doubt, 2-0, Crypto Locks. Locks. Smash him.
Locks.
Smash your bookie. Smash him.
Wow.
I see it so clear. So clear.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you here. Big Friday night. Every NBA team's playing. Just about every baseball team's playing. There's huge hockey games. There's less than a week left in their regular season. And we head to the weekend at Augusta for the Masters as the Azaleas. They were blooming for me here late in the day, Joe, that's for sure. So do you want me to break this down for you now, or how do you want me to wait for you?
So are you gonna try and pull the rug out from under me with this Cam Davis bet?
Why would I pull the rug out from under you? I don't understand.
You said I got to set the stage and I have a problem with this bet. That's what you're saying.
This is my bet, Joe. I'm talking about myself. I don't know. This has nothing to do with Cam Davis. I sent you a play before for a very large make the cut parlay that I sent you.
Yeah, but okay. I don't know. You know why? This looks like all ball bearings to me. I don't know.
Okay, well, let me just tell you something. The cut finished at plus six, which means all these guys that I had on this make the cut parlay made it through. Now,
that's good.
That's Russell Henley, Siwoo Kim, Adam Scott. They were all at 6 over. I had this thing dead hours ago, Joe. I thought there was no chance that this was coming through. Tiger was in this. He made the cut. Now, the other night, this was one of those boost builders, right, Joe? So every leg you add makes the boost bigger. So they only let you do 10 for the make the cut. The boost, you need to get to 12 to get to 100% or 105%. So I had to put two extra legs on there of these 10 make the cut guys. One of them was, a live NBA game was going on. The Pelicans were losing to the Blazers, so I put that in. It was like minus 300, and they ended up winning. The other one was the Vancouver Canucks to win the division in the Pacific.
I don't why'd you put that in?
Well, because it was minus 380 at the time. There's a problem. Edmonton's chasing them down here, Joe. Because I put this in a few days ago, obviously. And the Canucks lost to Arizona last night. Now, the Canucks play Edmonton tomorrow night, Joe. I'm going to have to now bet Edmonton to win the division a little bit. To hedge
McDavid,
this.
A little Connor McDavid in your life?
He's not even playing. He's out hurt.
This guy. How about Dreisaitl? Little Dreisaitl?
I'm going to have to take a little slice of Edmonton to win the division because this is a sizable ticket, as you saw.
I saw. You got a big chunk. It pays out great odds. What is this, 78-32?
Well, it was 38-49, and it, with 105%, got it up to 78-92, yeah.
Nice.
So,
yeah, the Pelicans in there.
But
look at this.
Now I'm going to have to get this Vancouver.
Oh, my. You're unbelievable.
I got to tell you, Joe, when you put these things together, you don't really, like, obviously you're doing it to try to win, obviously. But, like, you don't think about it. Like, the hard part is the 10 guys making the cut. You know, that's going to be the most difficult thing to get through. And now that the 10 guys have gotten through the cut, I have this major sweat now with Vancouver, who Joe, literally have been in first place since December. Like, they have been in first place in the Pacific for months. And now they're only, I think it's 4 points up on Edmonton, and Edmonton has 2 games in hand.
Wow.
One of those being tonight against Arizona. So I'm a big Arizona fan tonight, Joe.
Okay.
Big Arizona fan tonight.
Okay.
Now, do I take Edmonton now at plus 140 to win the division as the hedge, or do I hope that maybe Arizona can beat them tonight, which they won't, and then I get a little bit better number?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to think about this.
Let me just say this. That sounds like a conundrum.
I'm going to have a conundrum with this.
A conundrum.
A very large conundrum.
Better you than me, because when I get stuck in those conundrums, I have a tendency to outthink myself. But that's,
I have to really put my math hat on, Joe, to figure out what I need to do here, because I'm not leaving with nothing. I can tell you that.
Oh, Mikey doesn't leave the table without.
I'm not leaving with nothing.
Pace from Mikey. He's upset. You got to get something. That you can't hit 10 out of 10 in the golf and come away with nothing. You got it. They're not even giving you a cash out?
They haven't processed all the guys making the cut yet. So once they do,
take the cash.
I'm sure they might. Nah, I'm not going to do that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on a Friday night.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here on a Friday night on the grid. I spent so much aggravation, Joe, trying to get through this cut with these players to now sit here and go, oh, my God, I still got to get through the Vancouver part.
That's crazy. That's a great hit, though. That is unbelievable.
Not a great hit yet.
Well, that's true.
It's not a great hit yet. It could be a great hit in a couple days.
Well, if they give you the cash out and it's significant, or like at least half, take it.
No.
You're greedy.
I'm not greedy. I'm going to get the calculator out, and I'm going to figure out how much I want to put down on Edmonton to win the division. I'm also trying to do the math in my head with who's playing who.
Man,
you know, they're 4 points up. With they, you know, they, the thing is, they play tomorrow night. And that could be like the kill shot, you know, Joe?
Take a shot, hero.
They beat him tomorrow night, heads up, and they extend. You know, it'll be almost there.
Take your chance.
I'm going to do something, whether it's playing Edmonton to win or whatever it is. We'll do something. All right, Joe, here's everything that's going on.
All right, guy, give us everything.
Keith Stewart, of course, from Read the Line, who's with me on Coast to Coast on Wednesdays. He's going to join in about 10 minutes, Joe. He's at Augusta, of course. And he has an update on a couple things. Of course, we're going to talk about the carnage that happened today with how bad everybody played and going into the weekend. And he has an update on the hat situation, Joe.
Wow.
So I believe he has an update on the hat situation.
His hat or Haro's hat?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think Haro's involved in this. I think that it's possible that there could be a hat in the possession that doesn't come from Haro. We'll have to see.
Wow.
See how it goes.
This would be breaking news. Breaking news on Carver and Lucy.
Everybody's playing in the NBA tonight, Joe, because there's only two games left. Everyone plays tonight, everyone plays Sunday, and then we head to the playoffs, thankfully. But there's a lot of seeding on the line in a few of these games. The Sixers are up 66-61 on Orlando as they are about to hit halftime. The Cavs are up 45-33 on the Pacers. About 8.5 minutes left in the second quarter there. Pacers are one game back of Cleveland in the standings right now. The Celtics and the Hornets doesn't matter. The Bulls and the Wizards doesn't matter. The Bulls are up 3, and the Bulls are playing no one tonight, and they're up 3 at the half. The Knicks are, who, you know, kind of do need the game if they want to have a shot at getting the 2, are down 12 to the Nets, Joe, early in the second quarter. The Knicks are still minus 170. I was going to say
Brunson had a big night. That's why the other night he hit me
last night against Boston.
Yeah. I have a couple of plays tonight. I need to step up. No basketball though. No hoops. Although I tell you what, if I did pull the trigger on the hoops, the one game that I did like, that I didn't bet, was the over in the Bucks and Thunder.
Over in the Bucks and the Thunder. Bucks playing nobody. And the Thunder need the game. It's 5-4. They just started. Literally just tipped.
Want to jump in? Come on, hero.
It's 226.5 right now.
Come on. Do it.
I'm not playing any of these NBA games.
Oh, stop. Don't be like that. Do it. Come on. Take a ride. Check it out. Come on. Just do it for fun. A little happy, man. Put it with the golf.
I'm actually willing to put anything with the golf right now, to be quite honest with you. If you want to put anything with the golf, Joe, I'm in for it.
Well, this kid is doing. This kid's stepping up.
Actually would like to get a small. Let's give the little hat tip to Joe here, because he does have two guys that are in the top 10 right now. You know, I'm not saying that they're going to win necessarily, but I'll say this: after what I watched today, I guess anything can happen. That's for sure.
And, what about Tiger? I got a top 10 for Tiger at 550.
Tiger Joe
is
tied for 22nd. And it's actually another thing. I'm glad you brought him up. Now, what did I tell you? I said I think playing him to make the cut is a fun bet. You know, it's a great bet. He made his 24th straight cut. He actually deserves a ton of credit today, Joe, because the absolute carnage that was out there today. For him to play 23 holes, he finished his first round from yesterday, and then for him to shoot even par today in the second round, when there was, I mean, Joe, just plus 4, plus 6, plus 3, plus 5, plus 4, plus 7. I mean, the best players in the world, Joe, getting destroyed at this place today. And Tiger just stayed steady, and he grinded the whole entire day to finish even and plus 1 for the tournament, tied for 22nd.
Could be a miracle run for the old man.
And now, after 23 holes today, he gets to go in the ice bath and have a couple glasses of scotch, and he doesn't have to go out first thing in the morning. I'm going to get the tee times in a little bit here. We'll see what time he's going out, but that's not bad for him. That's a hell of an effort for Tiger. It really
Tiger
is.
Tiger could have a second half in him.
I'll tell you, T20's live. T20's live.
He could be top five. He could be top five.
I don't think so. You see, here's the problem, Joe. The worst of the conditions are going to be gone Saturday and Sunday. The Thursday and Friday was the real having to fight through and grind. There's going to be more birdies to be made, and I think that's where some of these guys are unfortunately going to pass Tiger by. Because there's going to be a lot of birdies being made out on the
just
course.
Just doesn't have the fastball anymore, Carver. He's sitting dead red.
Now, as I was about to say to you, he doesn't have
the old number one.
Sepp Straka finished even for the tournament. He was minus one today. And minus one today is a hell. There was only, Joe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eight guys, I think, who shot under par today. And Sepp Straka was one of them with his one under. He's tied for 15th right now. And then Cam Davis shot even par today. He had a wild day. He was up and down. But he's three under, and he's tied for fifth, Joe, going into the weekend.
All right.
So Cam Davis and Sepp Straka, two of your guys, you've got life with.
Not you. I said it.
You said it with those two, that's for sure. And you know I like Sepp Straka. I didn't bet him at all. But, I tried to get him in that one top 20, and whatever we parlayed him with didn't hit the other night, whatever that was.
I don't know.
I played him with a homer, right? Remember, I played him with a homer. I was trying to get a top 20 bet for Straka.
Yeah.
The homer didn't come through. So.
All right. Well, let's see if we could. I need these Marlins. I need these Marlins to step up. They're giving me.
I will give you the baseball board in a little bit. We're going to have Keith next. And then I'll give you all the baseball for tonight because there's a lot going on. Low scoring games too, Joe. Where's the big numbers tonight? I just don't see it.
I need the over in the Tampa Bay San Francisco game. That's a
dead under right now, isn't it?
2-1
2-1
Yeah, the only over is Colorado, Toronto, and of course Big Bad Vlad. Big Bad Vlad is nowhere to be found. I have him for
two total
bases and a ribby. God.
Wow. Gutless. Look at you, Joe.
Gutless.
You're in the mix, man.
Gutless.
In the mix. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. A Friday night on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, 159 on a Friday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. All right, we head to the weekend in Augusta as it was an unbelievable day. I don't think I've ever quite seen carnage like we saw over the last couple of hours there, which allowed the cut to move from plus four to plus six. And help me out a ton with that make the cut parlay, which of course is now one step away from coming through. We need the Vancouver Canucks. But Joe, you've had a good weekend with Sepp Straka and Cam Davis so far. You'll have them going to the weekend. And our man Keith Stewart from Read the Line is down there in Augusta, and we need to check in and see how things are happening. Keith, good to talk to you. Have you? Let me start with this, Keith. Have you ever seen anything, and you've gone down there many times in the past, have you ever seen anything quite like what you saw the last 3 or 4 hours with those players out on that course with the numbers, with what they were scoring?
Good evening, guys, and no. The simple answer to that question is no, never at Augusta National. The closest thing I can remember to this kind of carnage was a couple of years ago at the Players when Cam Smith won, and they put the guys out on a Saturday morning in 30-mile-an-hour winds, and guys were starting on the 17th hole, and it was a total massacre. This was as hard as golf could be played. I mean, you had one guy of all the best players in the world break 70 today, and that was Ludvig Åberg.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, that was I think I just counted it out. I think there was nine guys who shot under par today. I think that that was it. 8 or 9, I think, was the number of guys who shot under par. And it ended up getting all those extra guys in with the plus sixes. So you ended up getting Ricky and Jose Maria Althabel and all these other guys to make the weekend with the cut, which was pretty insane. What is the forecast for tomorrow, Keith, in terms of obviously it's not going to be as windy as it's been the last couple of days. Is Saturday going to be more of a day where we could start to get some scoring in those guys that hung around at even and minus one are going to be able to make a little bit of a push to go after Scotty, Bryson, and Homa?
Your instincts there are right on point. We are looking at, so that was a front that came through, and I talked to Augusta officials today. That's the guys in the green jackets, and they got about 6/10 of an inch of rain, but they were projecting on Thursday to get like 2.5 inches, right? So they're just so happy to get 36 holes done in 2 days because they know the weekend is going to be actually very warm and the wind is going to die down. So the front is now officially all moved through. Today was very cool out there and obviously very windy. But we're looking at a high of like 78 tomorrow, and the wind, you know, coming out of the northwest, maybe in the, like the 10 to 11, 12 mile an hour range. And then it gets all the way up to like 86, 87 degrees on Sunday. It's going to be really warm on Sunday. And the wind is going to be, again, down around 10, 11 miles an hour. So I think that the guys that go out really early tomorrow and have the best course conditions, whether you're dying to have John Rahm play well or somebody in that, like Will Zalatoris or at +3, like those types of guys that get out early, they could definitely post a number. And as the day goes on, the course is just going to get firmer and firmer, and the pressure is only going to build. And I think that we're going to see a lot of volatility tomorrow, which is going to lead to an even better Sunday.
Keith, so on top of Cam Davis and Sepp Straka, I also have Tiger to win it, which I know is a long shot, but I also have him at +550 for a top 10. So to your point now, if the pressure is on tomorrow with the top guys, right, Scheffler and Homa and all the top 10, is there a potential for Tiger to maybe have a good round to catch up and get into that top 10 heading into Sunday?
Well, there's two things that Tiger's done really well over the first 2 days, and that's drive the ball and get up and down from around the green. He's putted pretty well, too. He gained almost a stroke each day, but we expect Tiger to putt good at Augusta. But he's been really good around the greens when a lot of guys haven't been able to hit greens in regulation, and he's drove the ball well. The gate still looks strong. He looked good finishing up today. He had to play 23 holes, and it was cold, and it was brutal this morning when those guys went out about 10 minutes before 8, and I followed him for those 5 holes. And it was crisp out. So he looks good. For all intents and purposes, Joe, with the way he knows that place, I feel like that's a good bet. I feel like Tiger's going to play strong, and he has a very good chance to make a move to get inside that top 10. That might be the ceiling, but, you know, because the like guys like Scotty up there. But I tell you what, Tiger's going to continue to climb that leaderboard, I think. Right now, he climbed it all afternoon just sitting at home.
You know what, Keith? It's funny. Like, me and you talked about Tiger on Coast to Coast the other day, and I was kind of saying, maybe it'll hurt him if he's got to play 20-plus holes on Friday. That was an amazing job of him just grinding through that day. And look, Tiger's got hundreds of tremendous moments in his career. But I just got a feeling, Keith, like when we're sitting around 15, 20 years from now, and Tiger starts doing the ceremonial first tee, or maybe it's going to be a little longer than that, at the Masters, yes, you're going to have all those green jacket moments. But I got a feeling at some point somebody's going to bring up, remember the year you only played 23 holes, and everybody shot at 7 over, and Tiger grinded out that even par? Like, I feel like that's something people are going to remember what he did today.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, it's great that he's won 15 major championships, but his legacy is truly consistency. Whether it's the 6 USGA championships, which will never be matched, or it's the 142 cuts in a row, which will never be matched. And now we're looking at a place like Augusta National, where he's got the longest cut streak, which all of that just makes sense, you know, in the history of his career. And this is just another story that we could tell our grandkids. And when somebody says, oh, I think this guy, Scotty Scheffler, is pretty good, or I think this next guy that's being born right now is pretty good. And like, hey, let me tell you about a guy named Tiger Woods. Because, boy, I tell you, watching him work his way around that golf course today and the support he was getting from the crowd was truly, I mean, when he chipped in on six. So the sixth hole is in this little, like, cavern of trees. And so it's really, really tight. It's a par three, and it's down the hill. When he chips in there, it is so loud. I'm standing right there, and you just get chills. You know, you just like it was just so much fun.
It looked like it. Unbelievable moment for him, that's for sure. So now, Keith, as we head into the weekend, we've got three guys who have clearly separated themselves from everybody else, which is the world number one Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, who played great on Thursday, and then he grinded. He did what he had to do. He missed a bet. He should have made that birdie putt on 17 there at the end. I thought that that was a bad miss for him. And then you have Max Homa, who also played great, and it helped him, I think, getting out early today, obviously, as opposed to late when all the real bad carnage was. Homa, DeChambeau, Scheffler. Will those three be the guys in discussion late Sunday afternoon? And do you think Scotty will pull it off again?
I mean, it's going to be tough to beat Scheffler at this point. He's not missing golf shots, even in 35-mile-an-hour crosswinds. You know, like, it's just – I mean, when he hit the green from off the hill on 11 today, and guys were just trying to, like, put the ball on the ground, and, like, he went and hit another green in regulation. It was like, man, that is, like, so good. And, like, when 14 was playing downwind and Rahm makes double bogey in front of him, and then Scheffler gets up there and he hits the green, and, yeah, it rolls out through to the back fringe, but it was like, man, like, this guy is hitting some really, really solid golf shots. My live contacts are very high on Bryson these days with the new irons. And, of course, if the wind dies down a little bit, he's going to have a huge power advantage over anybody in the field. I mean, he was blown it by Gary Woodland. Even Gary Woodland was like, what is going on here, like, the first couple days? And so I feel like those two are really the ones. I think Max, with only one top 10 in a major, I think it's wonderful what he's doing right now. That's a lot of pressure tomorrow, that those two, as major champions, might just be more of the discussion come Sunday. And I tell you what, I am super impressed by this kid, Ludvig Åberg. This is not just like his first Masters. This is his first major championship. And that kid went out today and played exceptional golf. He had the low round of the day, the only round in the 60s. Just phenomenal.
Keith, one more thing. Straka and Davis, can they make a move? And they're obviously in the top 10. Any one of those guys that maybe could get into the top five?
Joe's got a big ticket on Cam Davis. Big ticket on Cam Davis.
Well, you know, through a couple of rounds, Joe, Davis is, he's a little better than Straka as far as striking the golf ball, for sure. And what's nice is that Cam Davis's putter isn't always working, but, I mean, he's already gained two strokes through two rounds. I mean, that's strong for him. The approach game is back to where it was in the fall, where he had all these top tens. I mean, I don't want to build you up or anything, but, Joe, I mean, I think you should feel good sleeping tonight. I mean, we might feel different.
There you go,
tomorrow,
Joe.
Right now, he's striking the ball good. I mean, the guy's sitting in fifth place.
He's got a shot. He's right there, baby. He's three strokes back. Hey, Keith, before you go, I heard there was a hat update. You have a hat update? I heard that there was a hat update.
Carver, I can confirm that the hat has been secured. It is in my possession.
Whoa.
It will travel back with me after I got to go from here to Hilton Head. But after I get back from Hilton Head, then it will go in the mail, and it will go to you, and you will have yourself an Augusta Green 2024.
How about that, Joe?
Cap.
Look at that.
Keith, you available every Tuesday?
Keith, tremendous job. Thank you so much. Enjoy the weekend down in Augusta, and I'll talk to you at Hilton Head on Coast to Coast next week. Keith Stewart, read the line. We're back. Coast to Carver and Lisi right after this.
Coast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. Here on a Friday night on the grid. All right, Joe. Jeez, I'm having a tough go. It's Friday night, Joe. I'm ready for bed. It's kind of where we're at right now.
Kid's been hit with so many lefts, he's begging for a right here. What's
begging,
going on?
Begging,
put me down, put me down.
Begging for
take
a right.
Take him out to the back of the yard. All right. All right, what are we going to do here? We're going to jump in. It's Friday night and Saturday, Sunday, Monday. What do you want to do here? I need these Marlins. I'm down 2-0. Can I get a run to lose 2-1? And these gutless Giants, gutless. No scoring in Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
none. No
they're shot. Going to the they're going to the top of the seventh. Rays lead the Giants 2-1. Pirates lead the Phillies 3-1. That's in the bottom of the seventh in Philadelphia. The Brewers lead the Orioles 7-1 in the bottom of the fifth. No. Rockies up 7-2, as you mentioned, Joe. You want to take the Blue Jays live plus 500?
No. No. Right. No. Not even the run line. You want to take them live?
Yeah, I want to take them to win the game. What's wrong with that?
They're down 5 runs.
Okay, the Rockies suck. There's still a lot of outs left in that game.
Glad has done nothing.
That game could be 7-5 in the blink of an eye. So
this guy Vlad, I pump him up the gut.
Yeah, you pump him up. He hit a homer for me the other day. Now I have another Sheffield
ticket.
Well,
it's dry with this guy.
The Braves are up 2-0 on the Marlins in the top of the seventh. Dead under there. I thought you do the what do you call it? The bounce back with the Marlins, the super hop. What is that thing that you're doing with the Marlins this weekend? The dead beat hop or something? What are you talking about?
Dead cat bounce.
Dead cat bounce. Dead beat hop, whatever it is.
Dead cat bounce.
You doing that with the Marlins down 2-0?
They're in a bear market. They got to have a little bit of a dead cat bounce. Now, if they get smashed this weekend by the Braves, then maybe the bottom's in. I hope not. I hope they got beat into oblivion, and now we can get at least one run to dead cat bounce it. Just lose by one.
I guess we should start looking at who they play next, Joe. Is that what we should start doing?
Yes. Who do they play next week?
The Giants come to town on Monday. We're in Tampa this weekend, so the Giants go to Miami on Monday.
Maybe the humidity will get to the Giants.
Maybe it will.
The Gents.
Maybe it will.
The Braves got first and third, too. Look at this. Not good. Bad cap.
Yeah, the cap was not
bail,
right for Joe.
Bail.
Cap. Get him out. Get him out.
Bam!
Eject.
Whatever I...
Eject.
Whatever I said yesterday, forget it. Bail. Bail. Oh, God. What happened to the dead cat bounce here?
All right, here we go. The Reds are up 6-1 against the White Sox. The Mets lead the Royals 5-1. I mean, the Royals have won like 9 in a row, so that would be a tough loss for them. The Angels are beating up the Red Sox 7-0, bottom 6 at Fenway. Tigers up 1-0 on the Twins. Rangers and Astros tied 1-1 in the top of the third. And then you have 4 games still tonight, Joe. Cardinals, Diamondbacks in Arizona at 9:40 East, about an hour from now. Mats and Fott with a 9.5. You got the Cubs and the Mariners in Seattle. Wicks and Miller, 7.5. Two of the worst teams in baseball, Washington and Oakland at the dump, 7.5 there too.
Okay.
And then Padres and Dodgers with Yamamoto on the mound late night.
Ooh.
All right, Joe, this is going to be our put it with the golf. Are you ready?
All right, come on. Tell me.
Here's what I'm going to do. I want to be with you on this Cam Davis.
All right.
I got to get something with Cam. We got to get Cam involved one way somehow. Let's see here. Can I do a top 10 with you, Joe? Is that all right? Top 10 good enough?
What do you want to do?
Man, he's down to plus 150. What did you get at the top 10 before? Didn't you get a good number on the top 10 for him?
On who? Cam Davis?
Oh, no, you had it parlayed with a bunch of stuff, right? Is that why it looks so good?
Yeah.
The Cam Davis top 10 parlay?
Yeah, plus 350 I got him. It might not even go through.
You got him at plus 350 or the entire bet is plus 350?
No, top 10, 350.
Oh, wow. So you got that early in the day then. You got that earlier today. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Cam
I got him
top
at,
10.
I got him 400 to 1 to win it all, though.
I know. And he's three shots back. What? Now, they got to be offering you a cash out there, but it's not that good.
Yeah, $12 on a $3 bet.
Yeah, you need him. You need him to be three shots back on at the ninth hole on Sunday. That's where you need him to be in order for that to two or three shots back.
You need
back
him to be, how about one shot back?
Did I send you the cash out for the parlay one, the make the cut parlay? Did I send it to you?
No, you told me they didn't give it
to you. Yeah, there it is. I'm going to send it to you now. They gave me one.
Let me see if they let me see the cash out.
Giving me the cash out. It's about half.
Take it. You better take it. Don't be stupid.
I'm not taking it.
Don't be stupid. You can't. It's a good bet. Take the money.
It's not. I want it all.
Ah, you're gutless. You lose this bet, I tell you. That's money in the bank.
During the last break, I did the math. I know what I'm going to put on Edmonton to win the division so that I get a good amount no matter what. And it's better than that.
But you're still going to get that amount if you bet it on Edmonton.
No, I'm doing it my way. The amount's going to be better no matter who wins. Better than that cash out.
I don't believe it.
I do believe it. I'll send you the math. I'll send you the math.
I still
a little bit more.
Cash out.
So...
And I love these people. Oh, the cash out is always, yeah, I know. I saw one where it was a cash out for like 192K, right?
Right.
And the last leg of the parlay, right, was like a home run for a guy, right? And it was like the bottom of the sixth, okay? And the guy didn't homer. So the guy took a parlay, and sure enough, in the seventh, eighth, and ninth, the guy homers. The odds of that happening any time is like one in a million that the guy homers in the last three innings. I'm just saying, well, why didn't you tell you could never take the cash out? Yeah, I know. I know. Well, okay. Remember, you never go broke taking the money.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say. Whenever you take profit, take the money off the table.
Well, I'm going to get something out of it, like I said. Whether it's right to that number or a little bit more. And still have it rolling. All right, let me get Cam Davis in here now. Cam Davis, okay. Top 10. Let's pick someone to homer in this Dodger-Padre game. How about Tatis? You want to do Tatis or you want to? I don't want to go against Yamamoto. How about Otani?
No, I already have an Otani. I would like to know who Otani's translator likes over the weekend. Give me that. I'd like to key that.
How about Betts? Let's put it with Betts.
Mookie Betts?
Yeah, let's put it with him. Okay?
You want to put it with a UFL over the weekend?
All right, there we go. I got, if Betts homers tonight, I'll have Cam Davis at the top 10 with you, okay?
All right. I'm gonna take, what's the late baseball, too?
I was just finishing that. I told you. It's Padres, Dodgers, Nats, A's, Cubs, Mariners, Cardinals, Diamondbacks.
Pick it over. But look at this. The Braves have bases loaded. God.
I like the Dodger-Padre over at 8.5. And if I had to pick a second one, it would be the Cardinal-Diamondback one at 9.5.
Hmm. I like the Cardinal one too.
You like the Cardinal one?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm. I do.
All right, here's what else is going on, Joe. Hockey. Okay.
All right, what do you want to do?
Canes and Blues are 1-1 in the second. Predators lead the Blackhawks 1-0. Obviously this Oiler game now is of some significance to me. And they're playing Arizona at home, but they're minus 275, Joe.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to do with that?
No McDavid.
Okay.
I mean, I can't even play it. Like, I had an idea in my head that maybe I'll just play Edmonton to win every night.
Yeah.
But when they're laying 275, I can't really do that. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I just can't. So, like, and you look at who they have left. Like, it's. I wanted to just roll it with them, but it's, you know, other than tomorrow night when they play Vancouver, which is the huge game, their schedule is, you know, they're playing a lot of bad teams. That's the problem. That's where I get in trouble, Joe. So I don't know what I'm going to have to figure something out in the next 20 minutes before that game starts, because that cash out's going to change, Joe, depending on what the Oilers do tonight.
So what do you want to do?
Minnesota's in Vegas and Calgary's in Anaheim as well. Late night in the hockey for you there, Joe. NBA, Knicks are still down 9 to the Nets at half. They're still minus 154. Okay. Money line. And the Pacers are down 10 in Cleveland. Celtics are up 30 now against the Hornets. Gutless, Joe. Lakers are up 6 in Memphis. What did you say you like the over in? Thunder and Bucks, right?
Yes.
Okay, they're at 47-38 early in the second. The live total is 237.5 now.
I told you they smashed that number. We missed it.
We missed it, huh?
All right, I got runners on top of the seventh for the Giants. The Braves.
What number did you get in that game?
8.5. Braves 3-0 now. They're going to smash the Marlins. Dead wrong on the Marlins.
Loaded here, too.
One out or two outs? Just get out of it.
I see two outs.
Just get out of it. Johnny Skidmarks, come on.
Texas is taking the lead against Houston as well. That's now 2-1, and they have the bases loaded.
Yeah, this is not a good scene tonight, Corver.
Colorado extended in Toronto, 8-2 now.
Yeah, I told you. Look at this. Dead under in Tampa Bay.
They didn't get to do anything. They go to the bottom of the seventh.
We're in trouble here. So we gotta readjust. How do you want to do this?
I don't mind readjusting. Let's readjust.
What about this Santiago De La Fuente and Neil Shipley? Did they make it through?
Shipley did. He made the cut. The other guy did not.
We get a hole in one yet?
No. Been no hole in one. No aces. There was one that was real close yesterday by Harris English, but nobody else has gotten one. No, there hasn't been anyone real close. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Braves have extended, Joe. 5-0 over the Marlins now. 5-0.
Yeah, it's over. I'm toast.
You're toast. That's what you're saying? You're toast.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah, I would say you're done, too. I'm sorry. The dead cat bounce. What'd I say? The dead beat hop? The dead beat hop. So I'll call that one. Three-run homer by Jonah Heim for the Rangers is now, you talk about extending, Joe, 7-1 Rangers over the Astros. They took 3 out of 4 from them last weekend in Arlington, and now they're smashing them in Houston. Smash.
I tell you. Could the Marlins?
They just keep flying along in Tampa too. They're in the top of the eighth. I mean, the game's just
smashed tonight.
Just
smashed.
Cruising along.
Forget Ohtani's translator. I'm getting smashed tonight. Joey Smash. I won last night. Getting smashed tonight. This Vlad too, gutless, non-existent, totally nowhere.
Non-existent, totally nowhere, this Vlad.
Yeah like he's like a ghost all of a sudden. Put him in the closet.
That was fast, and I realized it's the end of the hour. All right, we got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.